9:30 on a Thursday morning, and it is time for K1 Car Talk on this Thursday. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It sure is. It is beautiful today. I can see the Price Tower in the distance here from the studio.
It's a nice sight to look out the window and see,
it
isn't
it? Yeah. Getting all excited for the gala tomorrow night.
Are you sold out yet?
I think it's really close. I have not heard. I've been sending emails to Angelina down there, and I think it was, last I heard, there were just a few seats left. If you want to come and you haven't got your seat yet, give them a call down there at the tower. They'll get you in. I have a feeling they'll want you to be there, too. But we have a great night planned. There's going to be a great entertainment, a band from Dallas. There's a special performance art thing that's going to happen, kind of a surprise.
That's not anymore.
No, but, well, it's out there. I think it was actually in the paper last night if you want to research it. But the surprise performance art, got a great band, got Kevin Box coming in to represent his art. He's a local Bartlesville guy that went kind of a great story of what the Price Tower is trying to do now to inspire people to be creative, to design architecture and art. And Kevin's a great artist and grew up here in Bartlesville, went to art camps at the Bartlesville, the old art exposure stuff, and got exposed to this and had made a career, lives in Santa Fe. And anyway, we've got an exhibit going on of his great sculptures right now, inside and outside the tower.
Okay.
And so go check those out, and definitely if you can come tomorrow night. Now, I know there's a whole lot of stuff going on. We are in the middle of one of the busiest times in Bartlesville.
Saturday night, of course, will be the premium auction for the Washington County Junior Livestock Show, among
other
things.
That's right, and Friday night is the Osage County premium auction,
right.
I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was last week. We got, in fact, I have a friend here with us, Trevor Dorsey from Regent Bank, who's also on the, in No Water, Regent Bank in No Water, is also on the Washington County Livestock Show board.
And well, he's just being appointed or volunteering for everything, isn't he?
Welcome, Trevor. How are you doing?
Thank you. It's good to be here this morning and talk about this.
Well, it's a great event, and you guys that put it on, we always like to get somebody in right before the show because
the judging starts at 10.
Yes,
it literally is happening right now, but we're a little too late maybe to get the kids to come out. Really the highlight of this show. They work so hard all year round to prepare these animals to be shown, and then it's that one day, the big event, and that's coming up.
You bet. Today I believe they're showing sheep and hogs, and then tomorrow is going to be the cattle and
goat show. Goat show starts tomorrow morning at 9.
And then, of course, Saturday is the sale.
Yeah. And a good barbecue in the process.
That is true.
That afternoon, and great award presentation, premium sale. Going on. I know there'll be a lot of people out there. There always are. And so congratulations to all the kids. Is there anything special going on this year? What's planned?
Well, it's just like any other years. Today and tomorrow they'll be showing, and then the kids that make the sale will be on Saturday. But I really wanted to promote all the businesses and individuals in Washington County to come out and support these young kids. As you said, it's a lot of work for these young men and women. They learn hard work, dedication, leadership skills through doing this. And if you haven't ever had a chance to maybe see them do speech and debate deals through FFA, FHA, and some of those things, I've had the honor this last year to judge some of that. And these kids, it's pretty amazing what they learn and get exposed to through this. And we appreciate businesses like the Dungis who support, and we would like to just see.
Well, it's an important thing to us. Yeah. I mean, my father was a 4-H'er, 4-H mm-hmm. of the year, and my uncle's up in the where we eat the barbecue Saturday night with his grand champion in a picture. And they all had them, that legacy and sort of personally knowing how important that was to my father and his generation and all the generations.
Oh,
it's kind of like the Price Tower story if you think about it. How these sparks, these people, young people learning and building their life values.
Well, I grew up in agriculture on a farm, and then that's kind of what led me into banking, because most of my banking career has been done in the agricultural sector with more of a focus on that. And so, and Oklahoma, the one of the things that apprises our economy is agriculture.
Yeah.
And so it's awesome that these kids have the support from the community that they do. I know we I've gone to it for several years now, and you see people, Ramona, Dewey, yeah. Bartlesville, Copan, all across the county that come out and support these young men and women, and it's an exciting event. It's just,
it really is exciting, and you know, and I love to walk through to see the animals out in the barn, and you know, not just the winners, and to, you know, I really like to do some add-ons for everybody.
I bet that's a
great approach if people are wanting to do a premium and maybe spend the big bucks.
Yeah,
you know, you can really help everybody.
And you don't necessarily have to buy animals or be a big sponsor. You know, $10 or $20 here or there for every one of these kids goes a long ways. They have to feed those animals. And, and as you said, walking through the barns, it's amazing the pride you, when you talk to these young people, the pride they display in their animal and the work that they put into this. And so it's just a lot of fun being around them and being involved.
And you watch them through the years, too, because they'll come in their first year and they may not do very well, or they might, but come win their first year. But you know, that's it's a progression, I think, for most of them as they get more mature and they grow up in the FFA or 4-H and get
high
school. And it is a neat thing and one of those great things that we love to support. And it's great you guys always do it in Ford Truck Month, too.
There you go.
Yeah, that certainly works for us.
It's trucks go along with that.
Trucks go along with
that. You got to have a truck on the ranch.
There'll be a lot of Ford trucks parked at the livestock show. So we're excited about that. It is Truck Month now. I'm fully into it. It started in mid-February and goes through the end of March. It's one of these rare months that actually lasts longer than a month. But we're right in the middle of it. Huge incentives on lots of our trucks, everything from the Escape on up to the F-550, you know, big dually work trucks that the oil companies need. So we've got it all. We've got great selection. We've got discounts on the 18s. We've got a couple 17s left that are incredible deals. We've got great selection of Escapes, Explorers, even the Ford Expedition. Got those discounted now. It's a brand new vehicle, and we're already discounting them for Truck Month. So it is a great time if you're in the market for a Ford or any kind of vehicle. Come check it out. So anyway, I know. I want to mention the premium sale one more time. That's Saturday night. Let's give them some details on that because they may want to come. That's the big event. It starts with the barbecue that opens to the public at 5:00, I think. And then there's an awards presentation at 6:30 and the sale starts at 7:00. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, right. Come out. The barbecue is, as Charlie said, is amazing, and the kids also serve you during the barbecue, so you get to interact with them there and talk to them about their animals. Again, you get to see the pride that they have in this event and their animals.
That's really the best part of it, I think.
And you get to see how they have learned to be very respectful and courteous in their serving when they're working with you in the barbecue. And again, it's a great event. We have kids from the Ramona School District. Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan, so you'll get to see kids from all over the county.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in and helping us out with that, and good luck with the event.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I think Trevor had to run this morning, so we got his part out of the way. I do want to also introduce another friend of mine who's come in, and we've talked about this the last couple weeks, but David King is here. He's the chair of the GO Bond Issue Committee. I'm not sure quite what we call the committee, but you've been out making presentations on the bond issue we're all going to vote on next Tuesday, or you could actually vote this morning, I think, if you want to early vote.
You can vote
tomorrow.
Yeah, so 8 to 5 today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll go down right after this, I think, and try to vote. There's not too long a line. But get that vote in. I'm going to vote yes on all four propositions. And I wanted David to come in and really help us frame this for why this is important to Bartlesville right now.
Brad, I appreciate the opportunity to come here and speak again on behalf of the 2018 Bond Election Committee. I actually serve as co-chair. Anna Fisher from Arvest Bank is co-chair with me. And first, I want to say some words of appreciation to Brad and Kim Dunges for carrying on a decades-long family investment in the city of Bartlesville. That is, there's a wide path of projects that family has supported and have always been a friend to Bartlesville, and I know I appreciate it. I'm big fan of the 995 oil change.
Thank you, David.
You're
an appreciated customer.
My last three vehicles have been from that outfit, and I'm in the market for another Ford Explorer. So
perfect.
I'll be back with you.
We just got my wife a new one, and it is awesome.
Oh, well, I've driven the one since 2011. It's great.
Right.
All right, back to where we should be.
Okay.
The bond election is Tuesday, March 6th. But as we noted earlier, you can go ahead and vote at the courthouse today and tomorrow from 8 to 5, in-person absentee voting. And then on Tuesday, you can vote at your regular polling place. And at the election will be four proposals for the issuance of general obligation bonds to support expenditures by the City of Bartlesville. And those proposals are for streets, for parks and recreation, for city equipment, and for storm drainage. The total amount is $16.5 million, and the passage of those four proposals will allow those packages to move forward.
That's a lot of money, but it's no tax increase.
No
right?
tax increase. Mm-hmm. The millage level will stay the same. Mm-hmm. The City of Bartlesville in 03, 09, and 13 or 12 passed other bond issues to fund other projects like the safety building, the police and the fire station, and other major projects. We have spent in the City of Bartlesville over $40 million since 1999 on streets.
Wow.
And this campaign puts another $5 million into that project. The city already spends $750,000 each and every year on streets out of the sales tax revenue. But this property tax does not increase property taxes. It keeps it at the same level so that as old bonds are paid off, new bonds can be issued and new projects taken
really
on.
Really maintaining our infrastructure.
Yes, particularly, well, the parks and the city equipment is replacing 25-year-old pumper unit and adding an excavator that they need so that we can do more repair work in-house instead of having to pay third parties to come in and do repairs. Storm drainage, of course, is locating problem areas, replacing decades-old pipe and culverts that fail to properly drain areas.
Right.
So those are upkeep and maintenance. And, of course, streets. As I said, one of the projects this time is to mill and re-asphalt nearly all of downtown in the downtown street. Frank Phillips has already been done,
right.
But the downtown area will be redone. So renewing and refreshing our own assets is a key component of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
And that's even true with regards to park creation. Approximately 80% of the money that's asked for in parks recreation are used to renew and refresh assets that we already have,
right.
Like Price Fields, lighting Daniel Soccer Fields, overlay of a couple of miles of Pathfinder Parkway,
mm-hmm.
Fencing and perimeter security fencing for Kitty Park,
okay.
New parking at Kitty Park, improvements at Veterans Park, at Sooner Park, consistent signage, extension of Pathfinder Parkway from Johnstone Park to the west side of Bartlesville. So all of those things are just improvements of what we already have. And then we have one major new improvement,
right.
Which is the Tower Green project, which is a focus of this. And we're really excited about this project because it really addresses the issues that have been raised in economic development studies we've done for Bartlesville over the past 30 years, but
yeah.
particularly in the 2000s.
Well, I've been around for a couple of those and been involved in those
right.
presentations, and it is, I think this is really exciting. The whole package has got an opportunity to really, I think, spark some things in Bartlesville and to create economic activity and attention for Bartlesville that's really amazing.
That's right. What we find is, there are some projects, or nobody needs a constituency for drainage
or to fix my street.
Or to fix my street. We understand that. But when you get into parks and recreation, quality of life issues, you have people that are interested in baseball and softball and youth soccer and the Pathfinder Parkway and the general park system and the arts and architectural districts. And we find that the package that we've proposed under parks and recreation of approximately $8 million is a vision committee. It's a vision effort. And I think that's what's exciting about it. The new proposal of the Tower Green will provide a place of gathering for the City of Bartlesville used by a lot of organizations and individuals and will be a location for downtown events. And anytime you can have an event and you can create some economic activity, you have an asset that can pay for itself over time. I'm not suggesting it's a quick thing, but you do, the more opportunities you have to draw in visitors to come into the Price Tower, to come into the community center, and you have that project located right there, it allows for a big time use of that area, and that does lead to economic activity.
And Bartlesville's downtown, in the same period we've been talking about, since about 2000, has made such great progress already.
Well, you look at some of the small towns, and face it, Bartlesville's a 35,000 person town. I moved to Bartlesville in 1980. I didn't know a soul when I moved here. My wife and I came here because we both had a job offer, and we took it. But we took it primarily because Bartlesville had a reputation. I'm from Enid, so but Bartlesville had a reputation statewide as a special community, a community that invested in itself and held itself out to certain higher standards. And what I mean by that is, when you built the community center, they just didn't build a big brown box and call it a day. They built an architecturally sound and beautiful facility that's recognized worldwide.
Yeah.
And that has a positive economic benefit as well as kind of providing to the populace that the city of Bartlesville does vision projects, and they do it because they want to benefit it from themselves, and they want to have their grandchildren and children benefit it in the
future. And we want our community to be a place that really attracts people, that really wants gets visitors to come, that makes it where people want to live here. I mean, I think that's so critical that we have this kind of vision that moves us ahead and keeps us going forward. I mean, we've had great examples of that in the state of Oklahoma recently, in Oklahoma City with a lot of their development downtown, and Tulsa, and these are things, some of it that people have raised taxes for, but a lot of it is, you know, you put a little spark there and you can get a lot of stuff going, like in Broken Arrow on their great downtown, which I think if you were there 20 years ago, it wasn't like it is today. And now the every shop in downtown Broken Arrow is full. The Rose District is amazing.
We need to focus on all of Bartlesville.
Right.
And we do with all of these proposals with respect to streets and city equipment and storm drainage. It's quarter to quarter. All of Bartlesville has been helped over the last 20 years in these bond packages. But downtown has a special place. It is a place of economic driver and a place of economic activity. And if we pay special attention to downtown and create new developments and new improvements to downtown, it will benefit us and our children and our grandchildren, and continue to grow the tax base so that people from outside the community come in and spend dollars and actually help us can maintain our infrastructure.
No, that's exactly what I believe. And the truth is, you know, this has been going on for decades here in Bartlesville. And as we've developed our community, and I remember when my grandfather moved the dealership out from downtown to the highway, and the importance of developing the highway, of building the four-lane road to Tulsa, which he worked on for many years. And, you know, Bartlesville has made so much progress in this and tying the community together. But we can't leave downtown alone. And we've got to continue to invest down there. We've got to continue to invest in every part of our community. So,
and Brad, I can tell you this, in my time of being in Bartlesville from 1980, my chosen civic involvement has primarily been in economic development.
Right.
And I have served on various economic development boards that have finally evolved into the Bartlesville Development Authority. And I can tell you from decades now, and I learned when I was asked to serve on this committee that I was asked for a certain demographic reason, and I was a little offended by that at first, but I've adapted. And I've been here a while, and I can tell you that the work by David Wood with the Bartlesville Development Authority and the trustees on that authority is designed to keep the employment here as well served as we can, and try to seek other people to hire our folks and develop jobs.
Right.
Well, selling Bartlesville is an integral part of attracting and maintaining jobs.
Right.
And not only do you have to maintain the streets and the infrastructure, but you have to provide a quality of life and a vibrancy of the downtown district in which these employers are happy and excited to be here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So this is an investment in ourselves. It's not just about a green space downtown. It's what it really can mean to the community. And financially, it's one of those aspects that it's important for economic development, for maintaining and growing a job base, and just for our general consumption as citizens of Bartlesville.
No, I agree. That's a great point. And, you know, it has been like that. Bartlesville is a place where we've always been a recruiting town, where we've brought people in. And I know, and you know, if people choose not to live in Bartlesville and they work here, it always seemed a problem to me. And you know, that does happen at times. People are attracted by the stuff going on south of us in Tulsa. And I know as we've had. You know, we've had this discussion before about how can we make Bartlesville an attractive place for all of us, and I think it's just really critical that we continue that.
This is a citizen-based city, and these projects that we identify, they start off as a citizen-suggested idea.
That's a good point.
And it works its way, its process through the citizen-driven committee structures to the city council, mm-hmm. and then it comes back to the same citizens for approval. You can't get any more local or democratic than that. And I understand that in today's time, it can be easy to be discouraged of how government works and how government doesn't work. But at least in this town of Bartlesville, we know how we elect our city councils.
Yeah.
We have our committee structures. We have our city involvement. And then we vote on the very projects that affect our city. That is a grassroots opportunity. And so that's what I want to encourage everybody to. This is a standalone election. There is no state race. There's no county race. There's no federal race. This is the only thing that's going to be on the ballot. And I know people have busy lives, but this is a necessary component of being a citizen of Bartlesville, to take the time to go vote on these proposals.
Yeah.
And of course, as an advocate of the proposals, I'm requesting that you vote yes four times. As a package, they are a good vision for the city of Bartlesville and continue to move Bartlesville forward.
Yeah, well, that's right. We all do need to go vote, regardless of our opinions, really. I'll say that. And I, too, support this proposal. So everybody get out there. Let's get the vote. The vote is Tuesday, but you can early vote today or tomorrow down at the courthouse. And so... anyway, David, thank you for coming in. I think it's really a great package. I commend the city council for what they've done. I know that there's always trade-offs and choices in this stuff, but I think they've really put together a good package from all the choices they had to make. And I believe this is the right decision for us to move forward with in Bartlesville. We have made great progress, and I think this just positions us to continue to leverage our great assets in the community and to build on the strengths that we have. Bartlesville is a special place. You mentioned the perception of Bartlesville, and you know, that's, Bartlesville is a place that's got a lot of pride, a sense of itself that's bigger than maybe we are in some ways, and I think this is an example of that.
Brad, on behalf of the 2018 Election Bond Committee, we're very thankful to Dungis Family Autos and you and Kim for being the citizens that you are, and we're appreciative to KWON Radio for allowing citizens to come online and talk about important matters like this so that the information can get out to the community.
Yeah.
We think it's an important vote, and we hope you all participate in it.
Yeah. All right, everybody, get out to vote. Well, that's good news, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David, for coming in and for your co-leadership on this effort. Thank you very much.
Definitely appreciate that, all the time you put in on that and through the years working on things for Bartlesville.
Right.
Thanks
a lot,
David. All right, Charlie. All right. Well, good stuff going on. Like I said, so much going on in Bartlesville.
We haven't talked
now.
About Great American Conference yet.
We have not talked about the Division II basketball tournament. If you have not been to one of these, you need to go experience it. It's really high-level basketball. Great teams, many of them from our area, regionally. I mean, Oklahoma and Texas primarily.
Chances are there are alums from every one of those schools here. I know we've got at least one returning Bartlesville, former Bartlesville player that's going to be playing in one of the teams. There may be more. I don't know. But I know that there are a lot of local connections with the teams that are going to be here this weekend.
Yeah, it's a great event. And we've got the high school teams both playing in their regionals. And we've got
good luck
soccer kicking
Lady
off
Bruins
their
tonight.
first game, first real game of the season. I'm excited about that. And we've got all kinds of stuff going on with the livestock shows we mentioned, both in Osage County and in Washington County this weekend. There's just so much going on in Bartlesville. The gala at the Price Tower on Friday night.
You mentioned Ford Truck Month, and of course, I know Toyota kind of matches that event with some
we do for sure.
but as far as Ford Truck, and I know in the past you've talked about certainly affinity programs, and I don't know whether you recognize FFA and 4-H. If not, you should. But the manufacturers do so many things for different organizations.
Oh yeah, well Ford has a great programs with FFA. We do a scholarship every year. Ford does it actually all through the country. They partner with every Ford dealer has a proper opportunity to do scholarships with the FFA. They can pick FFA chapters and give away scholarships, and we've done that for many years. The real right now Truck Month and what's going on with Toyota is really all about great deals. We're in this great time of year. It's kind of moved into the 2018 model year. It's really our inventories are high. We haven't gotten into the spring selling season really yet, so there's a great selection and nothing's picked over. That's all fresh product. It's out there. Great incentives right now. The Truck Month is really a critical time for Ford to get off to a great start in the year.
Yeah.
We've got great discounts on our Fords and Toyotas. You mentioned the Toyota trucks, and we do discount those at the same time that Ford does, and that's the neat thing about Dodges is you can really compare the different products in both lines, and Ford and Toyota and Lincoln all at one store with your sales consultant.
Yeah, go drive an F-Series truck and then say, well, let me get the Tundra and see how that compares. And there are features I think you can find on each that you'll say, gee, I really like that.
That's right. Yeah. And Tacoma is another one that people consider. It's used to be pretty small. Now it's a little bigger than it was. And, so it kind of fits in that class too. And people love the Tacoma too. Yeah. So don't forget that. And the SUVs, we talk about pickups a lot when we mention trucks, but of course SUVs are trucks also, and Truck Month includes all the SUVs.
So that opens the door for us to talk about Lincoln.
That's right, and because Lincoln also has their SUVs, not a pickup at this point, but we do. We've got our first Expeditions in, we'll have a Navigator probably by early next week. It's supposed to be here any time now. We should be getting a couple of those more in soon. We did have our first EcoSport last week, but I sold it.
Congratulations.
Sold it. Actually, my Uncle Bob bought that vehicle.
it came, it went, it sold.
No, that's good. And I thought it was great that Bob liked the EcoSport.
Sure.
Because it was the first one we had, and as the ex-dealer, he got his choice. So.
Well, that's a great way to do it for any customer, but when you got that last name connection, it kind of works.
That's right. That's good stuff.
And, the focus on the family is part of what this program has done over the years. The relationships of the Dungis family with the dealership, with the community and the organizations that are part of the community.
That and our employees. Yeah. I think that's, you may see that kind of in our advertising now, if you see our stuff online or, the images are really about our people. Then, it is, we are a team. We're regular people, just like you out there listening. I mean, that's where we hire most of our people from people listening to the show or out there in the community. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, that our people are our greatest asset. We're humans. We make mistakes, but we are really a great. There's a great team there. They really care about what they do, and that comes from the generations of really being there and being part of the community, like you said, and seeing how this works, and back to those livestock shows in the 50s and to today, and here we are still doing it, and it's a great legacy, and it's something that we're really proud of.
Well, again, it's something that so many people over the years have been involved with, whether it was just for maybe one or two years as a 4-H'er or FFA member, or getting youngsters involved or brothers and sisters even involved in the program.
Well, it really gets back to that first spark with my grandpa, that when he got that vision to become a Ford dealer and, came from sports. It came from stuff like the 4-H or the Price Towers Arts Camps. I mean, you got to have a vision. You need that spark that gets you going. That's the stuff we love.
And
I love these things that push us a little further forward and create a vision like the bond issue that we were talking about.
Yeah, get out there and vote, whether you do it today or tomorrow or during regular voting hours on Tuesday, 7 to 7. Get out there and make your voice known.
make your opinion known. That is probably the most important thing here. Our city leaders have put this before us. Let's go make a decision as a community, and if everybody votes, we'll make the best decision. I feel great about that.
Make an appointment for a oil change or not.
Yeah, both sides will make set appointments or not. The $9.95, if you need up to 5 quarts, if a little bit more, if you take a little bit extra, but it's a great deal, and it's the best deal you'll find on an oil change anywhere.
That's Car Talk for a Thursday morning.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3.